left off the previous year, we were discussing on the one hand the statement of the Gemara, which almost sounds kipshuto, that a person should literally divide up all of his time between Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara. And yet we've seen a little bit of almost a chiseling way, a little bit of that statement. So we saw the Machlekes and Rishonim, later when the Gemara speaks about dividing up time, does the Gemara mean an equal division? So we saw that the Rambam seems to hold that it means an equal division. We saw that other Rishonim questioned that. Other Rishonim questioned that in different ways. We saw that the Ran already question that in terms of is it really true that you need equal amount of time in terms of mastering the different parts of Torah? So the Ran said, obviously, you need much more time to master the Gemara than Mishnah is more than Chumash. So therefore, the Ran says that the Lashon Lishalash was Lav Dafka. Then we had Rabbi Natam, who in Tosfos seemed to say that the Gemara never really meant the division of time altogether. The whole thing wasn't true. The Gemara just meant that there has to be a representation. Each day one's learning a little bit, a smattering of everything. And therefore, Tosfos had the solution based on the Gaonim, which is saying a couple of psukim, a Mishnah there at the beginning of davening, and the Yotzei. And Rabbi Natam said that a good way of doing it is by learning Talmud Bavli, which gets a little bit of everything, even though clearly the percentages, the ratio is clearly not going to be up to par in terms of the Rambam. We saw that even though the Gemara, again, sounds like if the Rambam was split and the Rambam seems to take it that way, other Rishonim didn't understand it that way. But even within the Rambam, so we saw that the Rambam himself also, in a sense, changes, and not literally changes, but alters to a certain degree what the Gemara sounds like it's talking about. We take a look back at the Rambam in the second of the Marmakomos. So the Rambam says, it's towards the very end of the second of the Marmakom, it's the fourth line from the bottom. So it's the end of the line, B'med Demar Mamurim. So when is all this said, B'tchilas Tamud HaShaladam? This is all true, that a person has to equally divide. The Rambam's understanding of the Gemara V'Shalash Kipshuto, that's only true when a person is starting to learn. B'Kashiyagdil B'Chachma, V'lo Yeit Tzorech L'Luma Tarshim B'Chsav, L'Lasek Tar B'Tarshim HaPeh, you could be Itim Mezumanim Tarshim B'Chsav, V'Divri HaShmua, K'dei Shla Yishkach Dov B'Divri Dini HaTorah, of the Gemara, Rochav of Daitoi. So the Rambam says that at a later point in a person's life, when they've already mastered Tosha B'Chsav and the basic principles of Tosha B'Pen, with the Mishnayos, then they should spend the overwhelming majority of their time in what we call Gemara, what we call Ion Gemara, whatever you want to call it, to understand the depths of the Torah itself. So even the Rambam, who was the biggest supporter of the idea of splitting up evenly, the Rambam says that division is only true at a certain stage in a person's learning. If you want to put this distinction of the Rambam into a somewhat more alumnusha terms, so the terminology that hopefully we're going to talk about a little bit more in later sugyas, and we'll talk about some more about the details of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, it is clear that there are really two different dimensions of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. There's the Maisa mitzvah of Limud, whatever the different psukim that are the sources for the mitzvah of Limud Torah per se. There's a ma'aseh mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and ultimately a person fulfills that mitzvah no matter what you're learning. You learn a pasuk chumash, you're learning a mishnah, you're thinking of a v'ktoz, so all of that is considered to be part of the ma'aseh mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Then there's another aspect of Talmud Torah called yediyas haTorah. The person has to try to master as much of Torah as he's able to accomplish. So that the Ran writes and others write, that's based in the Gemara says Vishinantam Levanecha Shiyud Divitam Chodan Beficha, that the Torah doesn't just want us to go through the motions, just to go through learning. The Torah wants us to master it. The Torah wants us to remember it. So we said Pentishkach Zadvarim. That the way the Rambam learned Pentishkach Zadvarim means that part of the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah is the Idiyas HaTorah, the result of Idiyas HaTorah as well. So what the Rambam is telling us in Hilchos Talmud Torah is that this division between Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara, this is not a din in the mitzvahs Talmud Torah. The mitzvahs Talmud Torah, so then it's the same mitzvah whether you're 13 years old or 85 years old. It's the same mitzvah for everyone. It's the same mitzvah as I say every day of their life of Talmud Torah. But the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, you don't have to learn a little bit of everything to fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The mitzvah of dividing up one's time is a din in Yediyas HaTorah. That the Baruch Hashem wants us to get to the point where we've mastered all of Torah. So therefore the Rambam says, so you have to plan your day accordingly to master all of Torah. So that's what the Rambam says. But Medav Amamurim, when you're still trying to master all of Torah, if you've already mastered all of Torah, you have this Torah already. So you quote unquote Yotzei this Torah. So what do you have to do now to enhance this Torah? So now in your pursuit of Yedias HaTorah, if you're going to spend so much time on Mikra Mishnah, that's going to undermine Yedias HaTorah, because the reality is that the Gemara, the Talmud, requires so much more time and effort. If you're going to spend equal amount of time at a later stage in life learning Mikra Mishnah, so you're not going to fulfill Yedias Kol HaTorah Kula in the proper way. So the Rambam says, therefore we part ways, even though in terms of the Maisa Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, it's the same Maisa Mitzvah when you're 13 or 85. It's like the mitzvah of tefillin. The bar mitzvah boy and the 85-year-old person puts on the same tefillin. The bar mitzvah boy and the 85-year-old man eats the same matzah. When you talk about the ma'aseh mitzvah of the Torah, there's no difference. But in terms of goals, in terms of what we're trying to accomplish, in terms of Yedias HaTorah, then things change according to what a person's stage in life is. But at bottom, even the Rambam does concede that there reaches the point where Mikra Mishnah takes second in terms of emphasis to Talmud, to Talmud and Gemara. Is there a source for this Rambam? So the Nes HaKenem point out that the Rambam probably got this from the sixth of the Maamar Kamos. It's in Masechah Sofer. Masechah Sofer is one of the Masechah Ketanos. In the back of Masechah Avodah Zarah, there's a whole list of different what we call Masechah Ketanos, which is not really Masechah in the sense of Gemara. They're compilations of different prices. They come from the Tanoim. They're not officially part of Shas, in the classic sense of the word, but they are from the Tanoim. They were printed in the end of the back of the Gemaras. So in Masechah Sofrim, in the sixth of the Maamar Kamos, so the Braisa quotes, it's two lines at the bottom. Liolam Evi Ratz Achra Mishnah Yaisim in a Talmud. So the Masechah Sofrim tells us that a person should really run after Mishnayis more than Talmud. He should learn Mishnah first. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Amin, Omar, Had the Timar, Anshul Shikebo, Rov Mishnayis. When is that true? That's if you haven't yet spent your time, you haven't yet absorbed most of the Mishnayis. Mishashikebo, Rabbi Rov Mishnayis. The only Rabbi Ratzach or Talmud Yossi, Rabbi Mishnah. But if you've already had Rov Mishnayis, so then you should run after Talmud before the Mishnah. So it's not clear whether Masechus Sofrim is talking about after Rav Mishnayis was written down, but it's talking about an individual person who's learned most of the Mishnayis. So the Rambam seems to understand that this is referring to each individual. Now, once you've already mastered the Rav Mishnayis, then you should have to change your emphasis and move on to Talmud. But I hope that I'm getting back to the original model of learning Mikra Mishnah Gemara every day. So we saw two different ways that many people, most of us included, fulfill that mitzvah, that we don't really follow the Rambam's model. We really follow Rabbeinu Tam and the Gaonim and the Balei Tosfos, that one doesn't have to be absolute equal division in order to fulfill that halacha properly. And therefore, we have one of two models. Either we have the model of saying the Pesukim and the Mishnayis you have to before davening, or we have the model of learning Talmud Bavli. So the emphasis is that we really do both. Our custom is that we try to learn Talmud Bavli, and even those people who are learning Daf Yomi, even a person who's ensuring that he's learning Talmud Bavli every day, still says the Pesukim and the Mishnayis. So why is that? So one of two reasons, because it's in Siddur, but the real reason is that Rabbeinu Tam's model of learning Talmud Bavli is not absolutely foolproof. Because Rabbeinu Tam said that when you learn Talmud Bavli, then you're ensured you're going to learn Mikra Mishnah Gemara. I don't know how many daf from Rabbeinu Tam was learning in his yeshiva. Yeah, and it was a daf yomi, or it was 10 blat yomi. So in Achanam, if you learn a lot, so then you're insured you're going to get a little bit of everything. But if you don't learn so much, if you learn at certain yeshiva paces, we learn half a line for a month, so then lav dafka in every line of the Gemara, you're going to get Pasuk and Chumash, you're going to get necessarily a Mishnah, you're going to get Gemara. So therefore, even those of us who do learn Talmud Bavli every day, we don't forgo the eights of the Gaon. We still follow the Tosfos writes that we say the Pesukim, the Mishnayis, etc. But there may be another reason that behind the saying of the Pesukim and the Mishnayis, which may really not relate to Talmud Torah per se, may relate to a whole different ballgame. There may be a whole different reason why we dafka do say the Pesukim, we say the Ezim Mekayim, we say those things every day. Is that many of the things that the Gaonim instituted to say at the beginning of davening carries with it another mitzvah as well. Not necessarily the mitzvah of Talmud Torah proper, but it carries with it what the Gemara says in the end of Maseches Menachos. Zos Torah Sa'ola, Zos Torah Sa'shlomim, Zos Torah Sa'chatas, that the Pasuk, back in Parshas Tzav, introduces each of the Kabbalahs with the phrase Zos Torahs. What is the meaning of that phrase Zos Torahs? So the Gemara says that this is coming to teach us there's a special din in Karbanos that if a person cannot perform the mitzvah of bringing a korban, like Mizmanazer, it's not Mizmanazer Mikdash, so what a person can do is learn the dinim, say the psukim, discuss the halachas of that particular korban, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu treats it, gives us credit, gives us schar, as if we brought the korban itself. So this is a whole nother bogum, a whole nother reason for the saying of the many of the psukim and the mishnayos that we say every day. So if you look with the Gaonim Institute to say the psukim and the mishnayos, they didn't just pick random psukim, they didn't just pick random mishnayos. They didn't just say, okay, let's everybody learn the first mishnah brachas every day. No, they went dafka to Maseches Vachim, they went to the mishnayos and Ezim Mekomen. The psukim we say the Pashas Atomid and the Pashas Akhtoires, we say most of some of them say psukim that relate to the kabbanos of the avodas specific dish every single day. So there was another reason for this. So even if you hold the kabban a tam that we're learning tam bavli, so we don't really need to say the psukim in the mishnayos. We yaitze with the real mccoy, or we're going to hold it the Rambam. We're going to learn 9 hours a day. We're going to learn every day 3 hours. Whatever. It's still a very highly recommended to say the psukim that the Gaonim instituted to say, because there's a whole nother kiyum involved. There's a whole nother mitzvah involved. So the question is, what exactly is this whole other mitzvah? This idea that we're now saying psukim, we're learning mishnayos, which are related to zos, torahs, ha'olas, zos, chatas, etc. So just how serious a mitzvah is this? And how is this mitzvah related to the general topic that we're learning in terms of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? So there is a Rabbeinu Yoina in his parish on Maseches Brachas. The seventh of the Rambam comes in Maseches Brachas, so Rabbeinu Yonah is the one who wrote on the side of the Rif. Most Maseches have been Ran, or the Yosef, Rabbeinu Yonah, right on the Rif and Brachas. So the Rabbeinu Yonah raises the following question, which leads him to develop an entire theory, an entire mahalach, about what exactly we're trying to accomplish every morning when we're saying the Pesukim and the Mishnayos, how this relates exactly to Talmud Torah. So in the seventh of the Rambam comes, the Rabbeinu Yonah is commenting on a phrase in the Mishnah, beginning with Maseches Brachos, so Hifsit Gadam Shekar B'Torah. The Mishnah says that there's a Zman, Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis, and the Mishnah says that we paskin that the Sov Zman, Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis, is 3 hours into the day. How do we get 3 hours? So even though it says of Kumecha, and most people are long up before the end of 3 hours. So the Mishnah tells us that the Bnei Malachim was still sleeping. The princes, they didn't have to go to work, so they would stay in bed until by 9 o'clock. Even the princes were up. So the Mishnah says, therefore, Rabbi Yeshua's view was, the Sos Ben Krishma is until the time of the Zman Shem Bnei Malachim coming. The Ramban, at the beginning of Brachas, he asks the question, why do we follow the Bnei Malachim? We're theoretically Bnei Malachim, and most of us are harai, most of us are up before 9 o'clock in the morning. When Ramban asks, normally Dini HaTorah were given based on the Rov. Normally the Shiur HaTorah are determined by what the Rov Minhagim Bnei Adam is. So the Ramban says that was exactly the Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbi Shur. Rabbi Eliezer said that Tzavos Ben Krishma is Nates, Vasikin. According to Rabbi Eliezer, Vasikin is the latest Shikin Davin. That's it. If you say Krishma after sunrise, you're not yet any more Min HaTorah. And Rabbi Shur said, no, you have for the first 3 hours. So what was the Nekudas HaMachlokes? So the Ramban, in the beginning of Brachas, explains that Rabbi Eliezer said Krishma is like any other mitzvah. So it follows the Rove. Rove people talk up by Nates. The farmers in the olden days, at the time of Matan Torah, so most people were already up at sunrise. So Rabbi Yeshua holds that Krishma is different. Why is Krishma different? Because Krishma is written by Lashon Yochid. So since the whole Pasha of Krishma was Vidibarit Abam, Meshivtcha, Meshavcha, Kamecha, so the Torah is alluding to the fact that the Zman of Krishma were given to the Yechidim. And as long as it's considered to be a Zman Krishma, a Zman Kima for Yochid, that's also okay. So then the obvious kash is, what if you have one gal gets up at 2 o'clock in the afternoon? So the Ramban says, no, that's really Bolta Dayat Eitzel Daskla. That's not even a Yochid, that's a Meshuggah. A Yochid means that it's a minority of people who are doing things which are understood. It's understood why the Bnei Malachim get up a little bit later than everybody else. One guy sleeps all day, so I said, no, that's not considered to be not even a Begetter Yochid. So we pass it like Rabbi Yeshua, that Baruch Hashem, if we didn't follow Rabbi Yeshua, we would have to have the shiur every morning after the davening. We'd have to be up at 5 o'clock in the morning and half the year. Baruch Hashem, we follow Rabbi Yeshua. So the Mishnah uses a very strange phrase to describe the fulfillment of Rabbi Yeshua's sheet. The Mishnah says, what if a person missed by Krishma? What if a person says Krishma at 10 o'clock in the morning? So the Mishnah says, well, you want Yotze, but lo hifsi kyar makar b'tayra. So the Mishnah says, you should say it anyway. Don't think it's so terrible, you should say it anyway. It's no worse than a person who's learning. I mean, it's much worse than a person who's learning in the sense of that you lost the mitzvah derais of Krishma. But the Mishnah used a very, very, very strange comparison in saying, well, it's not as bad as you thought it was, because after all, you're still Adam Kar b'tayra. So the Yesh Lishol, what is the lashon of this Mishnah mean to tell me? He says, what? The guy woke up at 11 o'clock in the morning. You see, one would have thought you tell him not to say Krishma. Avadi, you're not yaitzin the mitzvah anymore. But to tell him, no, don't learn. It's like the Mishnah is almost giving like a heter, saying, well, it's no worse than learning Daf Yomi. It's no worse than being Rabbi Sedra. It's very bad in the Lashon. So the Tirat of Rabbi Shlomo Nahar is all, that Rabbi Shlomo Nahar from the mountain, I think Montpelier, if I'm not mistaken, in Provence.
It's Montpelier,
Shlomo Nahar. So I think it's in Provence, that Rabbi Shlomo Nahar said, the Yassel HaShbinan, Sha'af HaPi Shadvarm Shebichsav Lo Nitnu La'aman HaPeh, Ushar Pesukim Eilu Yachal Ekro, Afilu Hachi, Kriyash Ba Yachal Ekro Sa'apeh. So, whoa, he says Rabbi Shlomo Nahar, a whole Shtukh Torah, says there is a din called Dvarm Shebichsav Yatarash Eliyahu Be'apeh. The Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, so he gave us two halachim of Torah. He gave us the Torah Shebichsav and he gave us the Torah Shebapeh. And one of the dinei Torah is that the Torah Shebichsav should remain Bichsav and the Torah Shebapeh should remain Be'apeh. Therefore, Pesukim, whenever you say a Pesukim, you're supposed to say a Pesukim from the Ksav, the Sefer Torah, you're not supposed to say Pesukim by heart. And when you learn Teshuvah Ba'al-Peh, it's supposed to remain Ba'al-Peh as well. It's not supposed to be written down. The only reason why we're allowed to write down Teshuvah Ba'al-Peh is Manazeh, that's what the Gemara explains, that Eis Lassus Hashem Eferes HaSech, the Gemara learns out from Sukkim, we have a tradition that what if the observance of this halacha is going to undermine the whole Torah itself. It means you're going to try so, I'm going to be so from, I'm going to keep the Torah Shema Peh Be'al Peh, I'm going to be so machbar on the halacha of keeping the Torah Shema Peh Be'al Peh, and that goof is going to end up distorting the Torah. That goof is going to end up ruining the ability to learn Torah properly. So the Gemara says, then the din is that it's more important, the salvation of Torah, to keep Torah alive, is more important than this particular din. And the Chum are able to be kevei, islas l'shem b'feros osecha. They're allowed to be almost made for a din Torah. They're allowed to tell us to, in effect, violate a din Torah for the greater good of keeping Torah alive. This is a very, very unique application of this principle of islas l'shem b'feros osecha. That's the Gemara. That's the imaseches gittin. That's what the Gemara says. That was ultimately the reason why in the days, either in the days of Rabbi Danossi or a little bit later, why the Mishnayos we'll put into a written form. It's not clear exactly who wrote the Mishnayos. Rabbi Danossi for sure was Masada the Mishnayos. That's very clear. Rabbi Danossi was the one who was responsible for the text of the Mishnayos that we have today. It's not 100% clear whether he actually put it onto paper or whether his Talmidim afterwards put it onto paper. Igeres Rav. Rav Shuragon, there are different nuances, different versions of Igeres Rav Shuragon, which is not clear exactly who did the actual putting it down on paper. But whoever did, whether it was Avida Nasi or whether it was the next generation, Tujan, whatever it was, but clearly there was a quote-unquote, otherwise violation of the din of Tversh Baal Peh to be written B'chsav. So the Gemara explains to Gittin what the Hetta was based on, what that was all about. The Rambam writes in his Akdamot Perish Mishnayos that even before they felt the need to be mata the sister, before they felt compelled to be mata this, the Rambam says that of course in the olden days people were writing down Tosh Shabbat. He said, "What you think? Yeshubin and listening to Moshe Rabbeinu every din under the sun. He's not writing down. He's not taking any notes." He said, "How are you talking? What the Ramelech is learning Tosh, the Navi is learning Torah, everyone's learning Torah, and nobody's writing down anything." He said, "It can't be." Says the Rambam. The Rambam says what the Gemara means when it says that you're not supposed to say Torah Shabbat Bechsav, that means the Mesiris HaTorah is not supposed to be Bechsav. When you say the Shiur, so you're not supposed to be Mitoch Hechsav. You're not supposed to read a text and say, these are my notes, let me tell you what Torah Shabbat is. Because the Rebbeinu Shlom, when he presented the Torah Shabbat to Moshe Rabbeinu, he presented it about that. The Torah Shabbat Bechsav, he read him the text, he read him the Sefer Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down the Sefer Torah and showed. So the Torah Shabbat Bechsav is supposed to be Bechsav. The Torah Shabbat Bechsav, from Rebbe to Talmud, is supposed to be Ish B'Pish and Moshe Rabbeinu, is supposed to be Mesiris HaTorah Baal Peh. When the Talmud is writing down his own personal notes for his own remembering, says the Rambam, what's the shaila? Well, you're allowed to do that. It was never an issur. So sometimes we think that everything was mamish. Everyone was walking around just talking to themselves for 1,500 years. Nobody wrote. It's not true, says the Rambam. Every Talmud in each generation wrote down his own Rosh Hashanah, whatever he needed. But then when it came time to transmit it to the next generation, the teaching could not be mitocha, a text. It had to be dafka, ish v'piyish, ad Moshe Rabbeinu. What changed in the days of Rabbi Danossi, or immediately after the days of Rabbi Danossi, was that even the Mesiris HaTorah was allowed to be done Baal Peh. You're allowed to even say a Shia. Rabbi Danossi or the next generation, they read the Mishnayos, and they said the Shia from the Mishnayos. We read the Gemara, and we read the Gemara to the Talmid, and we don't close the Gemara and just some Shia from the, but even we make, so we make a text, and we read the Mitech Eksav. But there's another half of the issa. There's an issa to say dvarim shebichsav yalpeh. Then you have to preserve the tzura, the format of Torah shebichsav. You have to preserve the format of Torah shebichsav as well, and therefore you're not supposed to stop and say psukim just like that. So Reb Shlomo Nahar explains that even though normally you're not allowed to say psukim yalpeh, but kriya shma you're allowed to say baalpeh. You know, a new chumrah. When you get the Kriyashma, you have to take out a Sefer Torah to read the Kriyashma. You're allowed to say Kriyashma B'Yalpeh. So how can you do that? What's the het there to say the Pesukim of Kriyashma B'Yalpeh? So Reb Shlomo Nahar continues. So in the third line, if you lohachi Kriyashma Yachal Kros B'Yalpeh, V'Yalpeh Pi She'enu Korosa L'Shem Chayva. Even though right now I'm not saying the Kriyashma as the mitzvah Kriyashma, because it's after the Zman I overslept, still you're allowed to say B'Yalpeh. Why is that? The Kavin Shenitna L'Omra Alpeh L'Chova, Yochel Omra Fil Shelo L'Chova, Kolap Abim Shehir. So comes the Shlomo Nahar and gives us the following insight. He says that B'Medivar Mamurim, there's a din, the Yenala Se Psukim B'Alpeh. So that means when you're saying them, not B'Torah's mitzvah, when you're saying them B'Torah's limud, the idea is that limud HaTorah, Talmud Torah, should remain intact. Torah Shebapeh should be Torah Shebapeh, Torah Shebichsav should remain Torah Shebichsav. When you're learning Torah Shebichsav, so you're not supposed to say it B'Alpeh. When you're learning Torah Shebapeh, you're not supposed to say it B'Chsav. But I'm not learning the Pesukim. I'm saying it as a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah in the Torah to say Kriya Shema. So I'm not learning the Parsha Shema. I'm saying it B'Torah's mitzvah. So when you're doing it B'Torah's Chayva, B'Torah's mitzvah, there was never such a din. So then you're allowed to say that Parsha B'Torah's Kriya Shema. Let's say other times. B'Chas Kohenim. When the Kohen duchens, he doesn't have to look at the Sefer Torah when he duchens. When you say Pesukim B'Torah's mitzvah, so there's no need for them to be said, B'Torah Chayksav. So now comes Rabbi Shlomo Nahar and says, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. I would have thought that B'med Devar Mamurim, you're allowed to say Kriya Shema Baal Peh, that's when you're being Yotzei Kriya Shema. But if I'm not being Yotzei Kriya Shema, it's already past this month. I overslept, it's 11 o'clock, so there's no mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriya Shema anymore. So I would say, oh, you want to say Kriya Shema? Oh no, now you have to go run, take the Sefer Torah, and read it out of Sefer Torah. So that's what the Mishnah means to tell us. No, you don't have to do that. Why? Because apparently what the Mishnah is telling us, according to this Pshat, is that there are certain psukim that are just designated as psukim that are mitzvah psukim. Most of the time when you say Kriya Shema, it's a mitzvah pasuk. Every once in a while, it happens to be my percentage of Parshas Vaschanan. That's also true. So once in a while, you learn Kriya Shema also. But even when you're learning Kriya Shema, so it's still Nikmal Shem, a mitzvah's Kriya Shema. So even though right now, I'm not being yet to Kriya Shema, but this pasuk, about the Isra of the Rebbe Shebichsav, was never said on these pasukim. So anytime you have a pasuk in Chumash that doubles as both limud and as a mitzvah pasuk, Birchas Konim, it could be Kurim, Parshas Chalitza, you pick the pasuk, whichever pasukim are fundamentally mitzvah psukim, even if right now you're actually not doing it, but there is mitzvah, that's all included in the het there of being kariyat baal peh. That's pshat in the Mishnah, kariyat baal peh, a kariyat baal torah. So now the Ben Yonah continues. So towards the end of the third line, the came shidit liyomer apel lechayva, yochel oimer afil shalay lechal v'kol par mishiritza. From Yizeh Atam, based on this, he's kiru loma parshas kabanas apel, v'chol yoyim, says Rabbi Yona that we have a right to say the Pesukim of Parshas Tatamid, we say the Pesukim Ketores, we say the Pesukim Baal Peh, and nobody's bothered with this, says Rabbi Yona. What right do we have to say the Pesukim Baal Peh? We should be forced to take out a Sefer Torah every time we want to say the Pesukim of Karbanos. So he says, no, the reason why we're allowed to do that, Mipnei Shei Chayva, says Rabbi Yona, the Pesukim of Karbanos are not Limud Torah. This is a totally different approach than the Gaonim and Tosfos. The Gaonim and Tosfos said, When you say Karbanos in the morning, you're learning Chumash. That's the goal of saying Karbanos. You're learning Chumash to fulfill Vishinat Levanecha. According to Rabbi Yonah, that's not the goal of saying Karbanos in the morning. The goal of saying Karbanos is to fulfill the mitzvah min haTorah of saying Karbanos every day. So what does it say? Vishtek, there's a mitzvah deraisa to say Karbanos every day. So Rabbi Yonah has to find a mitzvah mamash on the level of deraisa because he's trying to be matir would otherwise be in Yisrael min haTorah. We assume that saying Pesukim B'Yalpeh is a deraisa a problem. So the matir, according to Ben Shlomo Nahar, is to identify Pesukim and say they're mitzvah Pesukim, not limud Pesukim. So Kriya Shema was very easy, Mikra Bikur was easy, Pashchalitz was easy. How do you find Pesukim of Karbanos that are mitzvah? So he says, Kedei Aminim B'Medrash, Omer Avram Avinu, B'ma Eida Ki Irashenet. It's a Medrash, the Gemara also, that says that Avram Avinu asks the Rabban Shlom, how do I know that I'm going to get Eretz Yisrael, Klemer Be'ezus Chus Yiskayim Lehem, Havtach HaSecha. So Avraham Avinu was asking the Rebbe Shlom, what chus would Klal Yisrael have to get Eretz Yisrael? So Amolo, so the Rosh responds, b'schus ha-karbanos, shenemak chali egel b'shuleshes v'goymer. So the whole shakmataya of the parasha, b'shmet ha-psarim, was a response to Amar Avinu's request, what chus would Klal Yisrael have to get Eretz Yisrael? So the Rosh said, it's the karbanos. So Teneb was banshem b'shem mikdash kayim. So now Chazal almost put into the conversation, so that's true, b'shman b'shem mikdash. So, Bizman Shem Beis Hamikdash Kayam Aikel Meimar. So, Amravinu was asking the Rebbe on the second half of the question, what about in Golos? What chutz will they have to come back there to Israel? So, Yom Lefanai, so the Rebbe Shem responds back to Meshur Benu. Yom Lefanai, I'm sorry, back to Amravinu, I'm sorry, Yom Lefanai, Pasha Zakarbanos, Umane Ali Aleyem, Ki Ilu Bana Beis Hamikdash, Rekrivu Alav Karban. So the reason ultimately why we say Karbanos every day is not so much because we want to learn Torah. Learning Torah, we could have learn pictures, brother Kim. The reason why we're saying the Pesukim HaKabanos and the Mishnayos of the Kabanos is to fulfill this din, this is the halacha now, not just a nice thing, this is a din, that Bizman She'en Beis HaMikdash Kayim, when you can't bring a korban, so then you have to say the Pesukim in order to get the schus of Eretz Yisrael. So Mizeh Tam Nami Omrim Bar Mekomers Pashas Bechaz Konim, Tekevin She'chov Olo B'chol Yom Bechaz Konim, Alpeh, B'shas Asis Kabayim, Yochal Omr Afil Shalom Bakum Chayva. And he says that's the reason why when it comes to duchening every day, so we're not so worried about duchening baal peh, because since we're duchening baal peh, so therefore we're allowed to say birchas konim baal peh. And we say birchas Torah, so many of us say the pesukim birchas konim. No one takes that as a Torah. Again, the same idea. Once the pasuk is identified as a fundamentally a mitzvah pasuk, then it could say it even shalom b'teres mitzvah. So this Rabbeinu Yonah conceptually is a very, very different take on what we're doing every morning. Means we thought the goal of the saying the pesukim, the kabbalas, the mishnayos, everything every day is a part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So Rabbeinu Yonah is saying no. If it would only be Talmud Torah, then it would be problem. Then you couldn't say it. If it would only be Talmud Torah, then you couldn't say it as Pesukim Baal Peh. You would have to take out a Sefer Torah. Mm-hmm. So the matir, what permits us to say it, the Torah that we say it, is dafka because there's a different dimension of the Pesukim. Namely, it's the mitzvah, which she's learning is Mamasha Deraisa. The saying of Kabbalah is Mamasha Deraisa, according to Rabbi Yonah, based on this. If it wouldn't be a Deraisa, then it wouldn't be able to be done Baal Peh. So you have two very, very different takes on the saying of the Pesukim in the morning, which would also explain why even those of us who follow Rabbeinu Tam, we learn Tamid Bavim, we learn all day, but Avah B'chein, we say the Kabbanos every morning, not so much for the Tamid Torah, we can get with something else, but in order to fulfill this din of Bizman Shem Beis Mikdash Kayim, Yom L'Fanah Pesukei HaKarbanos. That's what Rav Shechter heard from him many times when he says, you know, most of the davening is only the Rabbanon. Brichas Torah maybe is the Raisa. Brichas Shach is Zichad the Rabbanon. Pesukah Zim is Zichad the Rabbanon. Brichas Kriyishma is Zichad the Rabbanon. Kriyishma is the Raisa. Shemun Esrei is Pai the Rabbanon. Shush, everything is the Rabbanon. The only thing that's really the Raisa is the saying of the Kabbanos. He said, everyone should say Kabbanos a little bit more seriously. That's the real the Raisa every day. So not only is it the Raisa, it also carries with it the Haftacha that Bishchus the Kabbanos will come back to Eretz Yisrael. Hopefully we'll come and watch over Eretz Yisrael. So Kopanim, the two sugyas now merged together. The sugya of Talmud Torah on the one hand, and the Amir Sekabonos on the other hand, and we have Machlekes, and we showed him what's the goal, what's the focus of what we're doing every morning by saying Kabbanos. Is it really a way just to fulfill Talmud Torah, according to the Rebbeinu Tam and the Gaonim's version, or is it a different idea altogether? It's the idea of having this Chus Kabbanos every day, based on this Gemara, based on this Medrash that Rebbeinu Yonah is referring to.
Why is he mentioning Shalpar so saying that? That seems
pretty... Right, so he's saying more than that. Shalpar so saying is only a pasuk from Navi. This is the Rebbe Shalom himself almost saying it with Torah's Tzivoy. So when the Shalpar so saying it, it's almost like we're responding to Rebbe Shalom, we'll do our best. We'll you know, we can't recover, but Nebuch will do our best. But this is the Rebbe Shalom instructing us to do this. Okay, stop here.